It was a dream come true that I was able to go on a trip with just my crush and myself. It was for work, so that cut into the time I'd have with them. But it was a chance I'd had been waiting for all this time. And even now, as we watch the fire burning and hold each other with almost painful tightness, I don't regret everything nearly as much as I should. It's just me and him now. We weren't supposed to be here nearly this long. But, well, sometimes things happen. As we watch the fire burn so hypnotically and intensely, he just turned to me and said he was afraid of dying alone. Well, I kind of knew this was coming. I told him I felt the same, my heart beating fiercely in my chest. I don't think he was necessarily reciprocating my love, but it was good enough for me, especially under the circumstances. And so, as the fire burned, we made love. Well, at least one of us did. Maybe he did too, or I was just in the right place at the right time. Either way, it was incredible for me. The passion and love felt hotter than the roaring fire, even if that, of course, was impossible. We held each other afterwards. He thanked me and said he was at peace now. He didn't feel like he was going to die alone. He was even okay with his inevitable coming death in general. I told him that we still had months or even years of oxygen left in the space station. The ventilation system saw to that. The water was recycled almost indefinitely. It was food that was going to be an issue. The experimental ship that brought us here mysteriously crashed upon re-entry and triggered an inferno that swallowed the planet. The ship, its crew, and about 8 billion other people were lost forever. Now, all that was left was a fire that never stopped burning as we gazed down on Earth. And us, of course, as long as we could survive on our rations. Maybe we could expand the hydroponic gardens. I definitely had incentive to provide food longer and help give us oxygen to breathe. Or perhaps we take an easier way as things turn worse. I'd like to think when it did happen, it would be together though. Just me and my crush. Maybe the fire would still be burning then. Or at least the glow of the cinders. But my love for him would go on forever. And we still have plenty of time together before then. I might even be able to get him to say he loves me before the end. So, I have mixed feelings about the end of the human race. It's selfish, I know. Still, if I had the chance to do it over again, I would sabotage that ship's engines every time.